While there is no mystic force such as karma, those that treat others badly often, but not always, eventually reap what they sow. While we, as a sub, do not support revenge, sometimes seeing this happen can let us know that we did, in fact, choose the correct course. So what has karma provided the unrelenting WS? And for good measure to see both sides of the fence, what has karma done to show the WS, that you have given the gift of reconciliation, that cheating wasn't a good idea? At the end of my marriage she told me, "You're not the partner I need to take the next step in my career." She was making a six-figure salary, and so was her affair partner. 2 years later they both got fired. Mine basically told me the same thing. They both worked together and he told me I wasn't living up to my potential. This is my dream to go to HR but lawyer advised that I make enough that then I'd be paying him support. I'm waiting patiently for karma to hit them like a Mack truck. AP's father was married 6 times so I'm hoping she's doesn't fall far from the genetic tree. HS boyfriend of 5 years, 3 years LDR, cheated on me for 2.5 years with 2 girls. Projected his cheating, got emotionally offensive controlling, gaslit me frequently. Dumped me via Tumblr post. FFS. 6 months later came crawling back. I shut him down. Years later, he dated a notorious cheat. She cheated on her fiancé with him. During their engagement, she slept with at least 5 men, he knew and still went forward with wedding thinking she won't cheat once married. During first 2 years of marriage, she slept with another 8 people, most of them their mutual co-workers. He caught her in bed with AP, her now husband, he beat AP up. Got strike charges, lost his cushy job, she got 50% of the marital house even though he paid most of it. He moved back into childhood room at 30. Heard karma visited her too. Her new husband is openly cheating on her with multiple women and she is trapped in unhappy marriage for the kid. Cheaters shocked Pikachu face when their AP cheats on them. Karma took 8 years but worth the wait. Rather than point out how bad she's got it, and it's bad, karma is how good I have it. Since leaving her, I have traveled internationally 2 times. I pay all my bills by the 3rd of the month, including child support. The rest I invest. I'm dating a beautiful woman who respects me and puts in a lot of effort into the relationship. As for her, she's financially dependent on an AP that is already showing signs he's willing to cheat on her. I keep a bag of popcorn ready. How's the kids doing? They're all right, they spend most of their time with friends. Glad to hear. Wife of 6 years told me a year back she wasn't afraid of providing for herself thinking she would immediately find success in her coaching business. She cheated on me with her ex-boyfriend for 6 months and tried reconciling with me after I filed for divorce. She signed a stipulation designating the house, bank accounts, and retirement accounts would all go to me. She was in her affair fog so signed it. I felt like I won the lottery when she signed it, no lie. She hired a lawyer and has been fighting the divorce without success. She lost both of her motions and we have 1 more hearing to finalize the divorce at last. She could have hurt me financially along with the emotional pain she's caused me. Maybe there is karma in this world. I can think of a few things. 1. Her co-workers and family all know about it and I guarantee you some of them openly put her down about it. 2. Assuming she chose to remain with AP, he's a good-for-nothing loser with nothing going for him and will likely kick the bucket soon. Huge step down, sorry I don't have a humble way to put that. 3. I was her financial rock, along with my family. She could constantly buy herself a coffee from Starbucks or get her hair done with no worries about rent, utilities, emergency expenses etc. She didn't save any money when she was with me and barely put a dent in her debt. She now lives in a very bad area in a not so great place. 4. She lost me and my family who treated her like blood, don't make it weird lol. She went through terrible trauma as a child because of her family. Many of the ones she still talks to are cheaters, offenders, sexist, biased or homophobic. Her social circle is now filled with 99% terrible people. 5. She lost the ability to adopt my nephew with me, though this hurt me and him more than her. She always wanted a kid and I considered myself child-free. We both loved him to death, but she was already cheating when we began to legally foster him. Not only did she miss out on an awesome kid, but she may also lack the ability to have kids, period. Never confirmed. 6. She lost our mutual friends 100%. I could go on, but I think you see the point. It's just a science where if you make stupid choices, you'll get stupid prizes. Like Op said, it doesn't always happen, but why take the risk? She hardly ever had to work during our marriage. I always took care of money. If she overspent, we'd talk about it and I'd take care of everything. Just endless duck-ups and endless times of bailing her out. Also, she always had someone to complain to. No matter what it was, she would always diminish me and my feelings because hers were worse. Now, after the 7th time she cheated on me that I know of, I told her I wanted a divorce. Karma, she owes everyone in her family money and had to be put on a budget. She is broke until September. She has no one to complain to, because her, at least, 2 partners only want her for says. No dating, no connection. Just says. She will come crawling back like she did every time, and this time I will turn her down. Biggest karma, she lost me. And I don't know if this counts, but I saw a video that was shot with one of the guys. He is tiny. Had to check the calendar. Her income is spoken for the next 6 months? Yes. Because she racked up that much debt, she has no extra money until the second week of Sept, I think. Unless she works 6 days a week if she wants. Then it'd be faster. Wow. Yes, karma has struck my WS over and over. Starting with AP showing her true evil colors, followed by WS having a detached retina and a full-on emotional breakdown. My ex disappeared, so I can only imagine what karma has done to him. But, the one of the women he cheated with, while I was still feeding our newborn, contacted me following my kicking him out because of cheating. She told me I was a horrible mom for kicking him out and preventing him from seeing his child, all lies as I tried very hard, and said he is such a good person and I needed to take my head out of my ass to see it. She got a heap of karma when she discovered she was pregnant, and he disappeared from her and her soon-to-be kid's life too. I wanted to say ha. I told you. But knowing there's another person out there procreating wildly with no care and not accepting the consequences, the karmic justice made me sick. She's broke, financially, physically, and emotionally. Her medical problems, which have maxed out our off-pocket deductible for 3 years in a row, are getting worse. She's severely depressed, and no longer has access to my 6-figure income. Her choice. Too bad, so sad. Still, I've mentioned several times here, whenever this question comes up, their karma is simply being them. She's still not entirely happy with her AP, has been on Tinder for some time despite telling him she feels married to him already, we're still not divorced yet, sad lol. In general, she's just as unhappy now as she claimed to be in our marriage. I don't think she will ever find happiness. I'm doing pretty well. Certainly have more peace and quiet than ever before. My cardiomyopathy, mild heart failure, is improving. I've won multiple times by just sitting back and watching her blow up her life. I'm still friends with many of her friends, while she has no one defending her or supporting her except her lover and his parents. I'm close to my family again after she alienated them during our marriage, classic narcissistic isolation and triangulation. And my relationship with our young boys is improving. They don't want to leave me and are just as attached to me as they were when they were babies. I just know as they grow up, her troubling behavior will become more and more clear to them and they will be even more appreciative of me and what I've been through in both my attempts to keep the family together and my efforts to provide as much stability in the transition as possible. It's been weird though. I don't really know what I ever saw in such a self-destructive personality. If you don't mind me asking, what type of things did she do to alienate you from your family? Told lots of lies about things they supposedly said or did. Got upset if we had to spend time with them. Talked bad about them all the time. It got to the point where she was too embarrassing to be around when with my family and I started protecting them from her presence. Her family and friends disown her, and the new boyfriend dumped when she ended up pregnant by him. All of these cheating WS got the karma they deserved. I hope these stories will serve as a caution or warning to those who are considering going this path. Don't blame men because you're an awful person. I must hurt them before they hurt me is not the thought of a good person. I can take the moral high ground because I, personally, have never cheated. I don't give a damn what other men have done. I remember on, I believe it was Oprah, she asked her audience who they think cheats more, men or women. The audience, primarily women, said men, but Oprah revealed that, statistically, men and women were about equal. The audience booed, and then Oprah asked, who do you think the men were cheating with? Generally, adulterous partners are more likely to be married or in a relationship themselves. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe for more interesting and relatable Reddit videos.